Hello, Dobardan, and welcome back to another edition of the Emreja Drugazagor podcast. Today I'm joined by Adrian, and this is one of our last podcasts because this is our, let's say, goodbye podcast talking about our experience. First of all, Adrian in Spanish, how are you?
Dobro, I'm forgetting. Migration now in Spain. Probably I will need to, reshape migration during this time in Spain, but I'm fine. Talking about the experience, quite complicated because now we are like a bag full of emotions. Probably now we are so ecstatic or excited to be back to Spain, our culture, our family, friends, environment, but probably in a few weeks we are going okay, I miss Croatia, I need this and this and this. But for now I think to stabilize probably the emotion is the best way to do it. But I'm fine. I think the same thing happened to me once we started here in the volunteering experience, because when we started, I mean, you talk about this in your podcast, we were like, oh, this is the best country ever. I want my Croatian passport. I remember to say that phrase for sure. I don't disgrace this phrase. Probably if you give me a Croatian passport, I will accept it. But now, the moment is different because there we were like so happy to be here. But once we started to shock with the cultural shocks and problems and feeling more scared about the life here, probably we shift our tone basically. And we said, maybe this is not as good as we think at first moment probably. And then I will say that I adapted like relatively quickly. I think around April, May, I was like more or less adapting here to Croatia. Once we passed through the amazing experience, then the awful experience, now it's like kind of stabilized during this month. And then I think the experience, of course, we have highs, we had highs and lows, we have been through a lot of different situations, but most of them were like pretty happy and plenty for us, especially for me. In specifically, I get out of my comfort zone here during the job, the volunteering experience, because I organize events. We have like two intercultural nights, three game nights. We need to do some workshop that is something that wasn't my field before came here to Croatia, to Zabok. So I really want to thank the organization and Emreja Drugazagor to push my limits and boundaries in work experience and learn from this. And in a personal level, we travel a lot through Croatia, through Europe. I have the opportunity to cover two NFL games, one in London, one in Munich, and one MLB game in London. I think the whole year was like a fulfilled experience. So happy and grateful to be here. Of course, all the people we met during this year were amazing. We have the opportunity and the chance to connect with other volunteers, people living here in Croatia, people from Zabok, from other parts of the world. I remember the return travel from Budapest to Zagreb, that we spent the whole bus talking with a Croatian man about anything, knowing more about how the European Union works in everyday life, the real experience to feel that Europeans' feelings and travel and Schengen space. Here we have euros, so we can pay with, for example, our Spanish credit card. That kind of things are like not super important in a volunteer experience and unbiased. But for me, I started to feel like wholesome in the European Union. No, so for me, I think the main experience, of course, is amazing. But not only for the big things like going to an NFL game, make an intercultural night, but also for the everyday things like go to the main square, go to a bar, go into Zagreb, make a hiking here in Zabok, or even pay with the Spanish credit card. I think the it makes the whole experience amazing and so grateful. So I mean, I think I repeated like three times already, but I'm so happy for this. Now in Spain, life is different, but I think it changed our lives for sure, my life for sure, and Zabok and Enrique Drugasagon and all the people we met, we have a special place in my heart. So thank you very much, Balaba. See you next time.